This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm here with Bob Mankoff right after the cartoon meeting. Easily the most fun thing possible to do in the course of what you loosely call a work week and what Bob basically calls this entire week. And I'd love to know, Bob, we've worked together for 17 years picking cartoons every week, but I've never asked you your three favorite jokes.
It's none of your business. Three favorite jokes. There's a nerdy comedy joke. So if you're really nerdy, you like a joke like skeleton walks into a bar and says, "Give me a beer and a mop." I like the joke where
it's a horrible
joke.
Yeah, what's your second?
I like this sort of joke that will often bring out, frankly, gender differences. So, a guy is walking in a field, he sees a farmer, and the farmer has a pig, and the pig has an artificial leg. And the guy says, "Wow." He goes up to the farmer, "I don't understand that. I never saw that, a pig with an artificial leg." And the farmer says, "See that house up here? That's my house. There was a fire. That pig came and it rescued me. Then it went up and it rescued my wife and my two daughters." And the guy said, "So he burnt his leg." The guy says, no, you don't eat a pig like that all at once." I like that because it brings out in people, it will bring out, in certain audiences, it will bring out a ooh, and other people may be divided
it's,
in certain
ways. It's just a pig, not a real pig is being eaten in this process.
No. Then I like the joke, which is sort of about belief and faith, where there's a rabbi in a small town, and a flood comes, and a really big flood, rain, and they come up to him with a boat because he's right on the porch. They say, "Rabbi, come, you need to be saved." He said, "God will save me." He comes up to the second floor. They come again with another boat. He says, "Go away, God will save me." Now finally he's at the top. The water's at the top. They go up over him, and they come for a helicopter. He still refuses them. He goes up to heaven. He says, "God, I don't understand. I was so pious. Why didn't you save me?" He said, "Schmuck, I sent two boats and a helicopter." So those are three jokes. Right?
Bob, thanks.
Right.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.